Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud Bear Joe.
Are you a
what's up? God damn it. Shit is going on. I ain't gonna bore you with the details, but my motherfucking shit, my good, and it ain't all good. But you know what I'm saying? You gotta believe in something. You know, you have to believe in more than everything is good. So, you know, when shit get tough like it is for your boy here, you know, you just got to dig in and go hard on what you believe. See, developing something to believe in requires you to be committed to whatever it is you claim to believe. Because you can claim to believe it and don't believe it and still be looking for the benefits of believing it because you say you believe it. But that's not how it works. I'm sure you found that out. In reality, it's really simple. Once you start. And the way to do it is to be conscious of the shit you say. Be conscious of the commitments you make during the day. I'm not talking about the kind of commitments where you're telling this woman you're going to marry her. I'm not talking about that shit. I'm talking about if you say something, live up to it. And if you do that, life is not going to be easy, but will be easier. You just have to keep in mind that a person like me could be fairly aggressive. You know, and my approach, if that's the case, might not be your approach. What I believe in might not be necessarily something you want to believe in. But I'm telling you, all women want this kind of confidence when you are speaking to her. They want to be able to see that you believe something. You know, if you want them, they try you slickly and see if you want them to go for anything type dudes, which millennials are. That's why you have so many. Look, I don't have no problem with millennials. So don't get to thinking that if you're a millennial, I got a problem with you. I got a problem with the way you deal with women. Now, that's the only problem I got with millennials. But what I'm saying, millennials, they go for anything. That's their thing. Anything goes. They ain't trying to compete to do this. They ain't trying to compete to do that. The only thing they're going to be first in is turning on their gadget and Googling. They're going to Google whatever the fuck. And they ain't been to try to learn shit. But to them, they know it. So they just got to go up the road, bump their motherfucking head and see that ain't what's up. But when they go up the goddamn road and bump their damn head, they further cower. I don't understand it, and that's because they don't believe in shit. I mean, you ain't got to be as aggressive as I am, but you can't be weak. You can't be the kind of person that's just going to say okay. Most motherfuckers. when they get ready to get at a motherfucking woman. Don't have no idea what they're going to say. They don't know what they're going to say to her. For one, is she fine? In quotes, a 10. Motherfucker's going to be staring at her. Can't even really walk up to her. And most of you motherfuckers don't realize that's the main reason you so goddamn scared, is you ain't prepared to talk to no woman. That's why you be scared on the interview. You ain't prepared to be interviewed. Oh, you put on a nice shirt and combed your hair. Okay, that's preparation. I got you. See, a thinking motherfucker would change what's obvious. If you don't have or understand how to have a conversation with a woman, you need to learn how. Because if you don't, you're going to stay where you at. This is something so simple that it's like the hardest thing for motherfuckers to figure out. Now, in order to help, of course, I got my Ask Rosebud site, AskRosebud.com. Go to that motherfucker. You see tools. You got tools for conversation. You got tools for mentality. And what I'm saying is these tools, they're not going to catch no ball for you. But they sure going to show you how to use you to find your conversation. 862, what's up?
Yeah, I was wondering, like, where could you find all the old, like, etiquette as far as dealing with a woman? Like sometimes I watch some old movies, like, you have the men, they would get up from the table from the women and go off when they're talking about things. Or, you know, it's just a lot of different etiquette as far as dealing with a woman when you're a man. Like, where do you get all that stuff from? Like, is there, because it's lost. With, like, there isn't like a
bro, that's a good question, and you're right. It is lost, but where you get it from is from dealing with dudes that got it. You know, it's lost. So if you try to read it or read up on it, you're gonna hear some washed down version of what you're trying to find. But if you really look at them motherfuckers back in the day, what they did. They was chivalrous. Chivalry. You know, look that word up. Chivalry. They had it, and they used it, and it was very appealing. But that was when women wanted to be helped out of the car. That was when women wanted the door open for them. But bitches don't want that shit now. So if you try it, you gonna get dissed most of the time. So I ain't saying don't try, because I do it. I open doors for motherfucking bitches. I pull their chair out. I rest their motherfucking coat. I know that's what you're talking about, but I also know goddamn women ain't trying to hear that shit no more. I don't know why, but I do know that's a fact. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think they do want it, but they want it from a certain type of man, like you, you know, like being a pimp, knowing the game and all that. Like, when you do it, they know you know everything about, they, you know, they know you know the game. They want to play the game with a nigga that know how to play the game.
Bro, check this out. You're making that statement to where you could never qualify to do it. When the way you're seeing it and perceiving it is totally wrong. 517, I see you, but I'm kicking it. What I'm saying is, bro, you're right. They do want it. They do want it from a certain kind of dude. But it's a dude of confidence. It's a dude that know who he is. It's a dude that's fully aware that this is real life going on right now. You know, if you represent that in your conversation, she gonna be sprung. Let me hold on, bro. 517, what's up? 731, I got you too.
Yeah, I just want to say, when you were talking about confidence earlier, a few minutes ago, what I found is the key to that is doing what you think. You know what I'm saying? Constantly doing what you think. When you think it, you become more confident in yourself and your abilities. And it grows from there. And if you keep doing that over time, over a year, 2 years, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, it's going to become so natural that it's going to be in you, not on you, at that point.
God damn it. That was pure dope. You see, I was quiet. That's what's up, you guys. You need to understand that shit. What he just said is actually what I teach. You know, you got to do this shit. You know, you can't just think you know it or whatever because you read it, because you passed this or whatever. So it's going to take years. And then during those years, you're going to be developing into a certain kind of person simply because you're doing what the fuck you think when you think it. You ain't tripping. So otherwise, you move so fast. That's because I think fast, baby. I'm not one of them motherfuckers that have to think about what I want to say to you. I already thought about it when I walked up to you. So, 731,
what's going on, Professor? This click. I'm on Bluetooth right now. Do it sound okay?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, back to the chivalry part. Like the previous caller was saying, I recognize his name. But yeah, it's all about how you feel about yourself and all about trial and error. So the confidence course in SWU is going to teach you all that. So a position I had a little while ago was picking a chick up who I talked to her, introduced myself, and I just told her, I'm going to come pick you up for the day, being chivalry. And she was like, nah, whatever. And then when the date actually came, like an hour before, she was like, matter of fact, can you come pick me up? I was like, all right, for sure. You know what I'm saying? And that was like, you know what I'm saying, real cool with both of us. But I presented that out there to her, but she was kind of denying it until it came upon.
But let me ask you this, Click. Did you try to figure out why she tried to deny it?
Not at all. I said, of course I'm going to come pick you up, your fine ass up.
Well, of course that's what you did. But did you try to figure out why?
No, sir. No, I didn't.
Well, why do you think right now she denied it?
Because there's probably a lot of suckers out there who probably said the same thing. Or didn't. Oh, matter of fact, she told me a lot of people didn't come up to her like that and told her, I'll come pick you up instead of picking you up. So she was kind of fearful at her.
Check this out, man. Not only do dudes not have cars, not only do dudes not be responsible, not only do dudes expect everything from the broad. The broad reads and Googles how to respond to shit like that, man. So you're not really getting her response, because in reality, that bitch would love for you to come pick her up. Just like the other caller said, he was right. They really do want it, but they want it from a motherfucker like you showed her you was. Okay, and no biggie. But you was willing to do it. So you didn't even talk about it no more. And then, ain't no thing, baby. Let's, you know, have blah, 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 whatever you said. And then when she thought about it, man, that motherfucker sounded cool. You know, woo woo. Hey, kudos for you, bro. That's how you handle them. Let me go ahead on. Anyone of you guys got anything else? 862-517-731.
Yeah, you got me still in there?
I got all three of you still in there.
All right, yeah. The perspective I was talking from, I wasn't really talking about, like, chivalry. I was just talking about all the wisdom on what I should be checking them for. Like, for example,
what I'm saying to you, has nothing to do with what you were saying to me. Because what I'm saying is, what I'm telling you is shit you need to be thinking. And that bullshit you thinking, you need to stop thinking it so you can get more out of your motherfucking time you spend with whoever the fuck you talking about, bro.
No, I just want to know where the old wisdom at. Like, as far, I was
going
to call my mother one time.
The old
wisdom
is gone, brother, because all the old motherfuckers is gone.
I'm talking about that 1800 type shit, like not letting a bitch smoke, like checking a bitch for smoking, or you know what I mean? Like if she cursing, like checking up for cursing, or you know, shit like that. Like what?
Hey
what,
man,
what
if you hey bruh, if you don't want to understand, it's fine, man. It's dudes like you is why the game of being a man is so difficult. You think that you could explain what the fuck you saying so it'll make sense. Man, whoever this is, leave the fuck alone. You think you can explain what you saying so it can make sense. That shit ain't making sense. What makes sense is you accepting that it ain't 1800. But if you know what 1800 motherfuckers did, you need to incorporate it in your 2020 life, motherfucker.
That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to fix. Yeah, I've been listening to you, and I've been checking bitches, and they like that shit, man. They like being checked, man.
Hey. So what I'm saying, it ain't got nothing to do with 1800. Do it.
What I'm saying is, I'm only getting bits and pieces of.
I heard what you said. Answer the question. Don't have nothing to do with 1800.
No, it's about women. Hell no, no. Women
that's
are women,
right.
No matter.
Hey, you hear me talk, man? Hey, that's right. It ain't got nothing to do with 1800. That's why you talking all that stupid shit is throwing you off. What it had to do.
No,
is
I'm not.
You get it. Hey, listen. Matter of fact, let me let you. I didn't put you back in queue. You can't say nothing else. What I'm saying is, see, he don't even see what they missing. And what they missing is a take charge motherfucker. They want a dude to have nuts. They don't want no dude to sit up there and have periods like a motherfucking bitch. When you check them, they gonna be checked and they gonna be they pussy gonna be wet. Cause motherfuckers don't do that shit. Because motherfuckers ain't really they ain't real no more, man.
Hey,
you got to understand that. 412, what's up with you?
Yeah, what's up, bud? I was just listening to you talking to the caller, man, and, you know, he got to do what he want to do. And he has to understand that it's about him and what he want to do. If he wants to be a chivalrous motherfucker, then he going to have to learn to be a chivalrous motherfucker and to be that way. And if a bitch can't handle it or she's not receptive to it, then he got to make a decision on if that's the type of woman that he want and keep moving because it's about him. He asking all these questions. He asking all these questions, but he has all the answers because the answer is in the question.
You goddamn right. Now 862, you back in. Now what you got to say?
What I'm saying is, you know, when you born after like 1980, you born in a world where they teaching you backwards. What I'm saying is, where can I find all the old wisdom? It's so much shit you gotta know as far as dealing with them.
You can find no wisdom listening to me, man. I don't wanna hear your shit, man. You lost.
I know, you got it.
You lost. You lost, bro.
Hey, Professor.
Go ahead, what's up?
It sounds like he needs to get to a place where it's all coming from him. Because he needs to get info. He's talking about getting information from 1800. He get that old wisdom by kicking it with motherfuckers like you.
I tried to tell him, man, but he want to explain his stupid shit, man. You know I ain't got time for that shit. So let's go on, man. Because what I'm saying is this, man. You want to create your own conversation. You want to create your own persona. Because today's man is a combination of a lot of different men of different times. But he ultimately is trying to be one of those men of earlier times, otherwise a man of integrity, a man that respects women, a man that had women got their place, I got my place. People want that. But times are where it's not cool to say that. It's not cool to admit that, you know, because everybody tripping on equality or this, that, and the other some bullshit, which I guess it ain't bullshit. People do need equality, but men and women. But what I'm saying is for you to actually command respect from bitches, not demand respect. Who knows what command means as far as demand means?
Command respect means it shows in all your actions, in the way you talk, in the way you walk, in the way you do what you say you're going to do, in the way you carry yourself. That means that you deserve that respect instead of asking for it with your mouth.
Okay, man, you know what? I didn't want to agree with you, but goddammit, you are 100% right. Command is you don't have to ask shit. You know, your presence is going to command the respect that you deserve. But when you have to command it, you got to tell a motherfucker to do it. You both still the boss. Who's the best boss? The motherfucker that ain't got to say shit. Because everybody know what the fuck to do. This is what's very important about life, let alone talking abroad. So, let me put you guys back in the queue. I got hella more shit I want to talk about. Anybody with any questions, holla at me, goddamn. Press 1. You know me. I talk shit, but I'm going to definitely answer what you want. See, to me, you got to create your own conversation. And in creating your own conversation, it makes you prepared, or it prepares you to get at any woman without really searching for what to say. The reason you motherfuckers, it's so hard for you to talk to women is because you're not trying to be original. You're trying to say some shit that you didn't heard, but now you got to say whatever it is that they said to go with this shit. But you wasn't there, so you don't know. So now you don't know what to say. Fuck that. If you want to talk about a motherfucking tractor, you should talk about a goddamn tractor. That's how I feel. I'm not giving a fuck. Then I really don't care on the real side. I don't care if you like me or not. What I'm saying is I only care if you like me. I ain't wasting my time caring about your goddamn ass not liking me. This is how I feel, man. And if the bitch make me, I tell her that. I ain't got no problem straightening up one of these fucking millennial thinker bitches out. And I'm ready because I got 20 years of arsenals in my head. A full 20 years. And I got about 8 or 9 years of a whole new set of arsenals because being a square. Shit, it ain't shit. I ain't gonna be able to see. And that's because I trust what I think. And I'm doing what I think. And what I think, damn, they're right every time. As a matter of fact, I got so many goddamn conversations that I don't even use that method. I use that method, but I don't really use it like that no more. I use what I see. You know, my words are so unimportant to me that I fucking don't care. I care, but I don't really care what I say because I'm saying what she's making me say. She's making me say whatever the hell it is I'm saying because of what she's doing and how she's responding to me. And that's always a fresh conversation. I'm always talking about what I want as far as where the conversation going. But I'm using what she's doing, how she's moving, you know, body language. I mean, I'm using all this shit because this is how you catch. Like I told, I might have told you guys, I'm telling you, I was in the Bay Area this weekend and some bro recognized me. And she called my name and I'm looking around because she said, "Oh, look, I got my mask on and shit." So I'm thinking, who in the fuck recognized me in San Francisco with this goddamn ass on? I didn't even see who it was. But what I'm saying is that woman recognized me from a distance off based on she when she got to telling me I had her years ago. I remember who she was. And we start talking. And as we started talking, you know, our conversation was cool, you know, so she said, "Let me take you to brunch," because it was kind of in the morning. And I told her, "All right." So we go to brunch, and my point is, I ended up being with the bitch all weekend, but my point is I was trying to push, the more I liked this bitch, I was trying to push the bitch away, because for one thing, which I was slipping, you know, that's even slip. So, you know, shit, but you got to catch it, which I did. But what I'm saying is, man, I'm trying to push this broad away because she sounded too cool and I'm just used to these knuckleheads. And the more we talk, blah, 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 you know, we end up going to get us a hotel and shit and like, I didn't fuck the bitch the first night, and I, you know, wasn't gonna fuck the bitch the second night. But now, night is off, damn in the morning and shit. And then motherfucking, we talking in the bitch. He said some shit that made me really and truly trip. I don't let bitches make me trip. Because I wasn't gonna fuck the bitch. And she was saying, "Why?" and shit. I said, "You know, ain't no particular reason why. You know, I just don't want to be about that bullshit." And she said, "You don't even know what you want." I was stunned. What the fuck? I didn't, to tell you the truth, I didn't even say nothing. I let the bitch say it. I couldn't believe it. But the reason... That's exactly that was true, because it is. I knew what I wanted, and I wanted that bitch. But what I'm saying is, by me not moving to get her, and she seen that, she said, "Nigga, you must don't know what you want." And my point is this, fellas, because I know it didn't happen to y'all. Shit be happening right in front of your face. It be what you want. But if you ain't sharp because you instigated, you might miss it. So what I'm saying is I'm trying to put everything I'm thinking on this bitch. Otherwise, she ain't going to be shit. She going to be one of these whatever drug users. But I'm putting all the shit on the bitch in my mind and trying to push her off, which made me a liar. And you know me, I can't be no motherfucking liar. So I ended up busting the bitch out. Glad I did. Because in the course of all of that goddamn shit, the bitch made me realize that, man, this bitch is cool. Now it's time for phase two. And that was tell that bitch she could come up. Because she wanted to come back with me. No, what I'm saying is, you know, let's wait a week, then you can come up. It's been calling all that shit. But what I'm saying is, I am doing some shit. I could have read, but I really didn't read it, but I could have read it. This kind of shit is online. You know, not playing hard to get, but, you know, making sure what the fuck you're thinking before you make a move. Shit. But what I'm saying is, once I thought it, the only reason I didn't bring that bitch back with me is because, goddammit, I wanted my spot and everything to be straight. You know, I got these fucking puppies. And I'm glad because they had this place in disarray. Not my daughter's fault. But this little motherfucker that I have now know how to climb the little barrier to get out. And just, ooh, man. What's up, Click?
Yeah, you were saying you spent some time trying to push her away, but you really wanted her. So was there a particular line or particular situation that made you say, all right, this Justin, I want to fuck with her now?
Hold on. 862, I got you too, man, so hold on. Yeah, it was a particular line. See, what I'm saying, man, you got to know what you want. And when you get it, you have to jump on it. Because it might not be here all the time. Otherwise, I want me a sharp bitch. I want me a bitch that knows that she is a female and ain't scared to be a female. I want me a bitch that knows herself. I want a bitch that know me and ain't afraid to deal with me. You know, I'm John Dixon and I'm Rosebud, and I'm all the things in between, and don't fuck with me if you're trying to make me be just one of them. So what I'm saying is, everything I'm saying, I'm seeing it in the bitch. But I'm denying it. I don't know exactly why, except for, like the bitch said, motherfucker, you must don't know what you want. Cause she was saying, here I am, baby, come on, take me cause I'm yours. That's what she was saying. But I wasn't reading it like that until the bitch said, you must don't know what you want. Or you must be scared of what you want. She said something like that. And that's what she said to make me motherfucking see. Yeah, this bitch. This bitch. Because what I'm saying is, what really made me know she the one is once I got up here, back home, you know, I called a bitch. And I started yelling about some shit. And then, you know, whatever. Then I hung up. And then, you know, I'm saying, yeah, bitch, don't call me back. And she did, but I didn't answer. And I'm thinking the bitch going to call back again, but she didn't. And then the bitch didn't call the next day either. I'm saying, oh, man, I didn't, you know, fucked up with baby. But I didn't call her the next day either. Ain't that a bitch? You know, now what I'm saying is I ain't looking at my phone. The bitch didn't text me. And when I finally did look at my phone 2-3 days later, the bitch didn't text me and she let me know she was cool. But what I'm saying, since I'm looking for the escape route, then here it is, now she ain't calling me. Yeah, I'm cool, you know, I'm finna be single, you know, out of my privacy, everything. But when I read that shit, and I realized that bitch is still available, I call that hoe, seal the motherfucker deal. And what I'm saying is, your boy was running from the truth. That shit caught me off guard. But I seen that shit. And then I start playing my hand after I seen it. But who's supposed to miss it? You ain't supposed to miss it. Here I am supposed to be the teacher, and I fucking missed it. I'm telling you. All the way until she said, you must be scared of what you want. All the way to then, when she said that, I changed up completely because I must be scared of what I want. Because this bitch had my motherfucking mind, you know, racing about what we could do together. So I'm just saying, can't scared. 862, what you want?
No, I just want. I heard you talk about this story the other day, and I was kind of curious. I'm just like, so what? You want a girl now or something like that? You wanna settle? You know, you wanna just chill out? Or, you know, you want your lady
check,
friend?
Check in, man. Check in. See, I'm like I am. And what I'm saying is this: I'm tired of catching bitches. I'm just tired of catching bitches. Even when I got tired of the pimping, I didn't really go out like I should. And I didn't put my effort in it like I should. I'm saying I done got enough pussy. So it's time for something else for me. And it's definitely going to be with a bitch. So what I'm saying is, I was indirectly looking. That's what I'm saying, man. I didn't set out to catch this bitch. I didn't go down there to meet her. That's why the fuck I pushed her away. Because even though she's, you know, fine and shit, I ain't trying to, you know, just be with some bitch. You know, especially that I didn't intend on meeting. But that's how you meet the best bitches sometimes. You know,
ain't she trying to catch you too? Cause I mean, she didn't answer your calls a couple times. She playing her hand too.
Man, am I scared of that, man? What's wrong with her playing her hand, man?
I don't like that shit. I'm just asking.
Listen, that's why I had to cut you off before, man, because you just talk. You don't care what you're saying, man. What I'm saying is this.
Hey, Bud, can you hear me? Am I still on?
Who is this? 731 or 862?
Yeah, this click 731.
What's up?
Yeah, that situation is just reminding me of a situation you had. I forgot if it's in the book or not. But when you was trying to counsel the broad, but you really didn't want to, but you had to, and she just jumped across the table and snatched your leg.
Oh, okay, click. That's off base. Hey, caller, 862, listen. Where you at and where I'm at is two different things, two different places. What I'm saying is I ain't scary. I don't give a fuck if a bitch is playing her hand. Game, respect game. So when you see her playing her hand, you got to give her kudos. That more makes me want her. She didn't shut down. Bitches shut down. Oh shit, okay. I thought she wasn't gonna call. No, bitch,
yeah,
I ain't trying.
I don't like when I start thinking too much. Like, I don't like that shit.
See,
I
there
don't
you
like
go. It. Hey, you a, I thought you was a beta dude, but you a sorry motherfucker, man. Why you wanna be a sorry
like
motherfucker? Why do you wanna be a sorry dude?
Nah, I don't like when I start thinking about a bitch like that. I don't like that shit.
I had to cut this motherfucker off because he ain't gonna listen until he shut down. But what I asked you was why do you think like that, man? Why are you scared to think? Why do you want to be a lesser man? Because lesser men are afraid to think. You can't run into a man that will admit that he's scared to think or he don't like to think. Unless his name is Gluk. Gluk-ass motherfucker. What are you doing on my show? Why do you listen to my goddamn videos, man? I really want to know that goddamn shit. So I open
what?
You back up. Yeah, I want to know why, motherfucker.
Shit, you that nigga, man. I mean, who can't get hooked on your shit? I mean, top notch, man. I like what you be saying.
Well, why don't you accept that you a damn fool talking that bullshit you talking about not thinking? Why don't you accept that?
I think all the time. I'm thinking that I don't like that shit. I know I thought plenty of times I don't like when I feel like that. I don't like overthinking.
Bro.
I don't like falling for a bitch. That's what I'm saying, man.
That ain't what you're saying.
I don't like falling for a bitch.
You want yourself to believe, but you really don't like thinking because that's kind of too hard. I don't know why, but you know you don't, man.
I love thinking.
Okay,
all
bro.
Day long.
Hey, bro. You the one said you don't like thinking like that. I didn't say that.
Maybe I used the wrong words. I don't like thinking for a bitch. I don't like thinking. Yeah, you know what? I like thinking, but I don't like thinking about a bitch like that. That usually lead when I get like that, it usually leads to trouble for me. I don't like that.
Yeah, hey, because then you become a sucker because you like the bitch.
Yeah, that's
on
right,
you, man.
That's
on you.
That's right.
That's on you, man. That's why you ain't got my course. You ain't got shit. You need to get my course.
Nah, I got your confidence course. I got it.
No, you don't.
I got it.
Yeah. You might have bought it, but you didn't study it.
Look, I don't like when I start feeling like that for a bitch. That's a red flag for me. When I'm starting to think.
Hey, nobody want to hear your shit no more. What's up, 412?
Hey, bud, that caller right there, man, he just likes being entertained right now. He didn't come to learn shit. He likes being entertained right now, and he gonna have to go through what I.
What nigga, you faded out? Okay, he gone, but I ain't gone. Oh, Charles, you had faded out, man. So I had to just cut you out. What you say?
No, what I said was is that he just came to be entertained. And until he go through something like what I went through, when you come home and the whole house is empty and the bitch is gone, and then you decide, oh, I better open up my damn ears and learn something. He just want to be entertained. He ain't come here to learn nothing.
Well, I agree with you on that, man. Charles, goddammit, you making some pretty cool points, goddammit. I usually have to shut your motherfucking ass down. You must be getting shot.
I ain't scared of your ass. I ain't scared of your ass, bud.
Yeah, okay, we know. But any motherfucking way, I don't want no motherfucker to be scared of me. Real motherfuckers are focused, especially when they out on the prowl. Beta motherfuckers, in the midst of hunting, they going to ignore all the signals. But this cat, 862, he don't ignore the signals. He don't like the signals because once he starts spotting them, he likes them. Then he loses everything. He can't hold his shit then. But I'm saying, he ignore all the signals because he ain't really, you know, in the mentality of hunting. He just, like Charles said, he's just playing. 701, what's up?
How you doing today, Rosebud?
I'm doing. Hey, what's happening, man? I'm cool.
Yeah, it's D, man. You know, I'm chilling, enjoying your show. You already know.
What's up?
Yeah, I want to ask you this question, man. A lot of men, they handle this situation crazy. I'd like to know, if you come to your house, and as soon as you open your bedroom, you catch your wife smashing another man, how would you handle that?
What, man? I didn't understand that question.
I'm going to
know what happens if you come home and catch your wife cheating.
Is that what he asked?
No, I'm going to say what
he wants to know. He wants to know, how would you handle it if you came home and opened up your bedroom door and your wife was in there with another dude? That's what he just said.
Yeah,
okay.
Thanks, bro. You got that right. You got that right.
He got it wrong or right?
He got it right.
Okay. What was I do? I would be shocked. I say, whatever, bitch. Nah, if motherfucker bitch is in there with dude, you know, if dude knows, you know, about me, I don't know. I might say something. If the dude say something to me, I don't know. I might do something. But what I really do, look, man, put your motherfucking clothes on. And bitch, put your motherfucking clothes on and both of y'all get the fuck out of here. Because that's all you can do. What? You going to go take his dick out of her pussy? I'm saying, what the fuck can you do? Both of you motherfuckers, you got 5 minutes, and bitch, you can come get your shit tomorrow. But get your motherfucking ass out and go with, I say his name was Romeo or something, go with Romeo.
Hey, buddy.
I'd be mad at the motherfucker, man. But
no, is that your connection, man? It's a lot of background noise, man. Is that you or somebody else?
Do what?
It's a lot of noise in the background. Is that you or somebody else?
Okay, I got a lot of motherfuckers open, so that could be somebody else, man. I'm going to close them out. Everybody closed out. All right, now, what's up, man?
You answer that, man. Because one of my partner, he showed me a video like in that situation. But dude, he ended up killing another man. I said, that's some sucker shit. That's some fucked up shit.
Listen to me, D. That bitch knew she had a man. This dude might not have knew she had a man. So what I'm saying is, here's a bitch. Know she got a man. Now her man come and catch her with another man. Her man get pissed, kill the man. Now her man going to prison for life. And
man,
the bitch sitting on the bed finna get some fuck some other nigga's life up.
Yeah, you're right.
Fuck that. You gotta think shit through, man, real fast. Man, I killed this nigga, I'm going
to
the bed. You ain't trying to go to no pen over no bitch. You're going to be in the pen. Motherfucker said, what you in there for, man? I killed a nigga for fucking my wife. Motherfucker, he did not fuck her because you killed me.
But
shit,
I got another question, man.
Come on, man. I know you.
Here's my question, man. Let's say I get married, but baby, she got a man on the side that I don't know nothing about it, and she's planning me to leave me one day when I go broke. How can I handle that situation from day one she got with me to the point where if she leaves me, she's not going to run over me?
Listen, man, how or what's making you think that? Because the scenario you drawing is that you don't know nothing about the motherfucker.
I know you're
so
having a lot of guys,
wonder how, listen, how you going to wonder how do you handle that? Unless you already know the bitch doing that.
A lot of women, correct me if I'm wrong, they can be with you and they got a man on the side that you don't know nothing about it.
Hey, bro, if I had a broad on the side, baby wouldn't know nothing about it.
You cold, man.
I'm saying it. Hey, man, I'm not going to guess what that bitch have. Now, if I find out that the bitch got a man on the side, I'm going to tell the bitch, you can go be with that motherfucker. I ain't mad at you. You can go be with him. That's my move. Okay, 862, I hope you don't say nothing whack, because I'm not going to mute you. I'm going to block you. Now, what the fuck do you want?
No, I was just going to give what I thought would be a good answer for what, you know, to reply to what he said. If that's all right.
If it's some sucker shit, no, it ain't all right.
All right. What I would say would be, you know, to focus on you. It's all about you, man. You got to have big goals. Big goals and big dreams is like a bitch, really. It's like a girlfriend. It could pull you away from a bitch. Like if a bitch want to go out and you have a big ass goal, your goal could pull you away from a bitch. Be like, nah, you know what? I got, you know, maybe tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. Do you motherfuckers hear this dude? I think he went totally left from right. Now, I like what the fuck you saying now, because you making some real sense. What the fuck happened to you? Why did you change up and start saying some shit like that?
Ain't nothing happened to me. Maybe we just got our lines crossed for what I was trying to say the first time, but, well, we are something different now. You know, I just feel like A big goal is equivalent to a real, real bad bitch, man. And you know what? They get jealous of it too, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, I don't want to hear too much about no goddamn bitch. But what you was talking about as far as a big goal being very important, and it can take up as much time as you might want to spend with a bitch. I mean, I'll agree with that, and it was a good analogy is what I'm saying. You know, I hope you stay like that, because if I check or pull you because you got a question and you ask for that bullshit you've been asking, I'm a block you, bro. Your number will no longer be able to get on, because I don't even want to hear bullshit. You are welcome to think whatever you want to think, but miss my show with that bullshit. Once I tell you, man, that's bullshit, blah, 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 you ain't got to go for it, but you ain't got to keep pressing that goddamn shit because you take up too much time. You feel me?
I feel everything. That's why I said what I said. I feel you.
All right. So let's go with some more of this game that I'm spitting. Just in, you know, case you guys don't know this. Real motherfuckers, I told you, we're focused when we go out. And the reason we focused is because we know it's like when you're lion, and wherever you at your habitat, you know, you really have your choice of what you can do or have to eat. Now, some may be harder than others to catch. But you know this. But when you catch that one that's hard to catch, that motherfucker don't taste no better than the motherfucker that was easy to catch. And the lion know that. So what I'm saying, man, when you fucking with any woman, you out, any motherfucking woman ain't your prey. The motherfucker don't become your prey until you start speaking to her and you have decided to continue the conversation. What I'm saying is, until that happens, you just stalking the bitch, not negatively stalking, but you like that lion, you know, you sneaking up on the motherfucker, you know, you ain't finna just bolt out there because, you know, you might not be close enough or whatever. You doing all that shit until you start talking. Because when you start talking, you sprinting after that, the lion is sprinting after the prey. That's what it's like when you start talking to the bitch. And as much as you need to learn to watch and listen to these motherfucking women, you got to learn how to mold your conversation to be enticing. And you have to base your conversation, not base it, but you have to really make sure that you use some of her words in anything you say. I mean, you got to understand the psychology of what I'm talking about, because I didn't told you before, the words you say are irrelevant. They do not catch the bitch. What catches her is how intent you are on showing her where you're coming from. And what I'm saying is, you know, when I say listen to women, I don't mean let them, you know, lead you or lead the conversation. But when she responds to you, you got to make sure you listen to what she says, so that you can read it. And what I'm saying is, the best way to learn how to mold your words to mirror her conversation is to listen to that motherfucker. And when she says something, you got to try to use a few of her words in your next response. And that makes it personal. You don't have to say, oh, man, I was hoping to come out today. It was a good day, man. I'm glad I did. I ran into you. Man, that's such a square line. Any version of that. It's so square, man. So, but what I'm saying is that when she say, let's say the bitch say something and she mentioned the word brown, and you notice that her eyes are brown, or she got on a brown dress, you know, and she just mentioned it. She ain't talking about it. She just mentioned it, the word brown. And you say, some girl, them brown eyes of yours are like me in your world. And believe me, I want in. What I'm saying is, I'm using the word brown. She gonna hear that. And she gonna totally miss my, not miss it, but she ain't gonna even focus on my compliment. Because I'm being sneaky. Because if the motherfucking bitch know that I'm hitting on her, she gonna close up. At least that's how I play. Now, this particular girl I told y'all about, I didn't have to think like this at all. Although I was thinking like this. You know, I was thinking, you know, but I wasn't thinking like this in order to catch her. I was thinking like this so that I could run her away from me with something I say. Because I didn't have time. But the more I tried, I'm telling you, the bitch was responding proper. The actual line you use, like I say, it's not important. But the fact that you use words that she used is in her mind, and it's a point in your favor, and you are trying to catch. So the point I'm making is you need to know what's going on in any conversation you have, and that's where your arsenal comes in. Because believe me, when I say baby was responding cool, that's because whatever I said, I was totally listening to what she responded to make sure she was on the same page I was on. And not one time was she not on the same page. But instead of me seeing that, oh man, that's a point in baby's favor, I was just trying to figure out another way to knock her out of the running. That's a motherfucker being his own worst enemy. Because when I kind of thought that, because I got through my little, you know, 5-6 statements, you know, that makes up the little arsenal, little technique. Now I'm thinking, do I want a motherfucker? If the bitch ground, come on, let's go to brunch. What's in there? Now, I was saying, do I want to go further with this conversation? Man, the bitch, and I got through the goddamn arsenal. I damn near got to go. I mean, I'm using everything I teach at Sidewalk University, but I'm using it wrong. I wasn't letting it lead me to catch this broad. I was trying to use it to disqualify her overly. Because I do that in every person I'm talking to, make sure they follow. But what I'm saying is once they do be following, you got to stop doing that. You don't supposed to keep creating things so that you can, like, say, oh, yeah, I knew it. Something go wrong. But it didn't, man. I'm telling you, man, when I get that motherfucker far, I fully know what to do because she into me. You know, and she into what I'm saying, which is all I really want. That's why I decided to go do some tourist shit. And the more I did whatever I did, the more I seen, nigga, this bitch is cool as fuck. And I know what I'm going to say, because like my course says, I developed several conversations that I'm going to use on any woman I meet. And the conversations I refer to, like I said, as my arsenal, and it protects me against not having shit to say. 50 women could, you know, but I'm acting like, shit, this motherfucking bitch, first bitch I spoke to. That's how I'm supposed to be thinking like this. And I'm supposed to be letting that promote me. What promotes me is learning. And what I learned this past weekend was that I thought I didn't, you know, I just thought I didn't make mistakes. I didn't want to say I was perfect and all that, but I just thought I was. Because I just know I'm going to do the right thing. I'm going to say the right thing. But I didn't. Well, I ended up because I ended up getting baby. But my point, well, I don't want to make that a point. I'm just going to say, you know, even though I was slipping, I caught myself because I'm always, you know, playing. I'm always playing, but I played myself. Yeah, that's the better way to say it. I played myself. I almost played myself. Yeah, that's the better way to say it. Hey, look, this was a cool little show. And they're all beginning to be cool like this. Because you guys are starting to really want to know what I'm talking about. And I can tell that by the questions. All you guys that continually to come here, even in Sidewalk University graduates, this is how you get sharp, man. Now you know what you're listening to. Now you can see what's being said. Now the clarity of how to use the shit because of the little time you spent at Sidewalk University is making you a monster because you know what to do. That makes all the fucking difference in the world. All right, I'm going to see y'all next Sunday, man. Be cool.